When Avery Hamilton began researching his ancestors, he found a chapter of local history unknown to him. The more he researched, the more he learned about an event in his hometown that not only impacted his family, but the entire country. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In 1873, a black farmer, Jesse McKinney, was shot on his farm by a group of white men. Tensions were high from the disputed local and state elections of 1872. Local black men held office in Grant Parishire, but now they and the African-American population of the area feared for their lives.
Word spread that there was a roving band of whites going around killing blacks, and so that drove everyone into Colfax.
A group of white men, led by former Confederate soldier Christopher Columbus Nash, surrounded the black men who initially took shelter behind a small earthwork, then, outnumbered and outgunned, took shelter in the wooden courthouse. The courthouse was set on fire. As men tried to flee under a flag of truce, someone fired a gun.
That's when the white soldiers just unloaded on them. They shot them en masse as they were running out of a burning building.
About 30 to 40 black men were captured and held. That night, a group of those white men, now drunk, shot those captives. One man survived to tell what happened. The massacre left as many as 150 black men killed.
They took what was a little trench, the little earthwork that they'd done, and they pushed the bodies into the hole there and covered them up.
And that mass grave remains under the current courthouse today. A sign in the courthouse lawn that was misleading at best called the event a riot by blacks. It was finally removed. However, a monument in the cemetery to three white men killed that day, most likely by friendly fire, still stands.
Here's what it says in a nutshell. In loving memory of the three heroes who died in defense of white supremacy. It's in the cemetery as we speak today.
And yes, that is a direct quote from that monument. Avery and another man, Dean Woods, wanted a fitting memorial to those who have been massacred. That story is next time as we travel the countryside in Colfax, Louisiana. I'm Andrew McCrae.